Vermont, Annie Lee. I swear I can't leave you alone, Annie Lee. Well, now you say you're gonna be mine, no matter what you hear of. Raining for me and you, Annie Lee. Annie Lee. Don't you hear the wedding bells raining for me and you, Annie Lee? Now you said you're gonna be mine. No matter what you hear or do, you know I love you, Annie Lee.
Hello, everyone. I'm Microwave Dave, talking the blues on WLRH. A great pleasure having you tuned in. Hoping things are going in a spectacular fashion wherever you happen to be. I've got some new blues releases for you for the next hour, so we'll start off by giving Earl Hooker a little bit of time off. Earl, thank you. And we will see you at the bottom of the program. Talking the Blues is a production of WLRH Public Radio in Huntsville, Alabama. The first show tonight, first artist on the show, I should say, is a local artist. And it's actually a band that has gotten together, friends who have been around here for a good while and have been doing some writing and producing and hitting a lot of the blues jams and things. And they came up with an album called Howlin' Cat. And actually the name of the act is Howlin' Cat, and they call the album Keep On Jammin'. And these are some guys that I've known for quite a while. Bobcat Jackson playing bass, I think, is the executive producer on this record as well. All this production pretty much by all these guys. Steve Batt does guitar and vocals. Billy Teichman is the drummer and also the recording studio operator at Mill Kids Studios. I've recorded in there, and I was in a band with Bill back in the 1980s, actually, and played with him for a year or two. Good, fine drummer. Played with a bunch of people around here and recorded a lot of folks as well. Jeremy Johnson on vocals. Dan Hochter doing some really nice Hammond B3 work in here. And Benny Saunier doing some saxophone as well. These are all original songs that they wrote. I guess they wrote a big batch of them and put them together and then kind of winnowed them down until they got the ones they wanted and came out with 11 tracks for this album. And it's got a nice feel to it. It's not a pure, like, hard-edge blues record. It has blues with some rock and occasionally some other things, a little bit of reggae feel in some things, a little bit of a Latin feel in some, and some pretty much straight-up rock as well. But it makes a nice release, and I'm proud of these guys for getting it out. We're going to play three tracks from Keep On Jammin' by Howlin' Cat, starting off with the one called Say Goodbye. This one definitely has a Jamaican influence in the rhythm. It's not really a reggae record per se, but some of the way the percussion was recorded gives you that sense of an island feeling, but it doesn't feel like the Jamaican thing. It's certainly not Calypso. It's a straight-up Southern R&B record, no question about it. Next, we have Oh Sweet Mama. This has got some nice slide along with some lap steel back in there going on. The guitar break is a straight guitar break, a lead break, but the background and guitar bed, there's some nice slide work going on behind the vocal on Oh Sweet Mama. And then the title track, Keep On Jammin'. This is a riff-based rocker. It's got good rock groove to it like that, and it talks about the joy of going to a blues jam and keeping it going, getting the happiness out of it for yourself and seeing the people you love in the process. I imagine this is going to be available directly from the guys in the band locally. They haven't said anything on here, and I have no information beyond the album itself as far as availability, but if you're in Huntsville, you can probably find the guys who do it. The band is called Howlin' Cat, and we will hear from the album Keep On Jammin', Say Goodbye, Oh Sweet Mama, and the title track, Keep On Jammin'.
watching as it goes puffed away. Look around and see their faces, walk around different places, marching in this land of plenty. All the lines and traces, some with blank stares, others losing track. Wonder what they're thinking, wonder what's the reason, wonder what's that monkey on your back. Angels sometimes cry, asking us. Some with blank stares, others losing track. Wonder what they're thinking, wonder what's the reason, wonder what's that monkey on their back.
Crazy in our homeland and really want to know where all the flow.
So very nice. They recorded local music by a group that calls itself Howlin' Cat. The album is called Keep On Jammin'. That's the name of the track we just listened to there as well. Before that, we had Oh Sweet Mama, and we started off with the rather Jamaican-flavored Say Goodbye. Nice vocals throughout this thing and a good rhythm section on there. The guitars are sometimes a little bit subdued and sometimes right out in your face. And it makes you almost like a jam band approach on some of the things like that, yet there is a bluesy flavor throughout all of Howlin' Cat. This record, like I say, produced at Mill Kid Studio right here in Huntsville. This is the studio owned by Bill Teichmiller, drummer who has played with a lot of people, and is still playing with a lot of people out here as well. And Steve Batten on guitars and vocals out there, Bobcat Jackson doing bass and some lap steel work, Jeremy Johnson doing singing, Billy Teichmiller the fiddle and drums as well as the engineering, Dan Hochter doing the keyboard work. He's been around for a while too. And then Manny Sonier doing the saxophone, where we didn't really actually get a saxophone song on this particular set list. But these three are just of the eight or nine that are on here. All good work from these guys. And like I said, a good, fine local Huntsville band. Not one that I think plays out very much, but they've at least made a fine record for themselves. This is Talking the Blues. You're truly Microwave Dave here. Glad to be with you. Hope you are enjoying yourself and things are going well where you are. Reminding you that this program is available to you on podcast, along with every other locally produced WLRH program. All you have to do is visit the station website at WLRH.org, click on programs, and you'll find a whole slew of them down there. You can listen to them in order, you can listen to them and catch up on one you missed, you can re-listen, or you can even run a binge of them if you are so inclined. Our next release comes to us from Chicago, and a lady by the name of Joanna Connor. I first became aware of Joanna, I'm going to guess it was 14 or 15 years ago, and I started hearing about this phenomenal female slide player who was nothing at all in the mold of Bonnie Raitt, who was probably the most famous female slide player, with some others that are also very good, but she was the predominant one, and her style was kind of being an icon for the others to follow. Well, Joanna is much more hard-rocking than that and came out just blazing with her stuff. After a few albums, I think two or three, and she just kind of disappeared for a while. She didn't go anywhere. She stayed home in Chicago, and had a family and kept working in the bars. She kept playing the scenes around there, drawing a crowd. And somewhere along the way, on a hot night, she was out playing in what she says was just her coolest dress because it was 90 degrees, and she doesn't really look like a very stage-oriented person in the thing. But a video of that was made, and it went viral on YouTube. And it's one of those things where it's been gotten several million hits around the world and been copied and shared all over the place, and getting her a bit more of a name without even having a wider release. So after a more than 10 years without an album, here she is back on MC Records with a brand new one that's called Six String Stories. And this utilizes the band that she works with when she plays locally, and they sound very good. Now, some of the stuff that she starts out with here, she starts really ripping on the slide. You'll hear it's like it's tough. It's got an edge to it. The amp is broken up nicely and all. But then she also can get sweet, and she can do things that are a bit out of the expectation you might have for a hard rock instrumentalist. So let's check this out. We'll start with one that is called By Your Side. This is a Bo Diddley riff. This exactly is what it is. It comes out with a great drum thing. She lays out her guitar part on the slide, and it works out very well. She sings that one, and it, Bo Diddley, I'm sure, would be proud of the way that is being played. Next one is called It's a Woman's Way. This goes to the school of Elmore James slide playing, very much at home in the Chicago area up there. She plays that, but has a lyric she said she wrote for her daughter after her daughter's date broke up with her just before a prom. And so that trauma was the source of a song between a mother and a daughter. And then we go back to the Elmore James songbook for The Sky Is Crying. And the thing of all the mileage that has been gotten on this song, I've recorded it, and a bunch of people have recorded it. Stevie Ray Vaughan has a very famous cover of it, and actually an album title from it. But what she's done here is opened this thing up and plays it from sometimes a very hard rocking edge to sometimes a very sweet, almost impressionist version of The Sky Is Crying, and it goes on for nearly 6 minutes. Recorded live somewhere, doesn't say where on the album side. So from Joanna Connor, the album Six String Stories, we're going to hear By Your Side, It's a Woman's Way, and The Sky Is Crying.
can give it your all. You can be an achiever. Smash all the doors. Shatter the glass ceiling. There is no limit. Long as you believe it. Straight in the sand. Stomping and swaying. It's a new day. It's a woman's way. Let it hurt your pride. Cause you got a fire inside. Don't feel like a fool. Cause I might be burning you. Don't have to make no joke.
Bring it down for about 5 minutes. You know the sky is crying. Look at the tears. Roll down the street. You know the sky is crying. Look at the tears. Roll down the street. I've been looking for my baby. And I wonder, where can it be? I saw my baby, yeah, early one morning as he was walking. I saw my baby early one morning as he was walking.
And friends, that is the reason why Joanna Connor is revered in Chicago. She can really tear it up. And she's done so locally for a number of years while she was not making recordings and she was staying at home. And now we have her first one in over a dozen years at least. And like I said, the album is called Six String Stories. And the last thing we listened to there was her version of The Sky is Crying, probably a very different version from any that I've heard it like that. And she extends it out and takes a lot of different styles of playing the slide guitar and some lead guitar in there as well. But she certainly has the chops, the imagination, and the physical delivery to bring those things to bear on this great song. Before that, she had the one much more traditional version of Elmore James' It's a Woman's Way, sounding a bit more like The Sky is Crying or some of the other things that he has done. Then opening up with By Your Side, which they say Bo Diddley, all over that one right there. Six String Stories is an independent release for Joanna Connor. This is Talking Blues. I'm Microwave Dave. We go now to an international duo. It's actually a band, Raphael Wrestling. Wrestling is spelled W-R-E-S-S-I-N-G. And Igor Prado. Raphael, I'm not sure exactly where he is from. I think he might be from Germany. But the Igor Prado is from down in Sao Paulo, Brazil. And we've featured him here before, some of the stuff that he's recorded. He was a guy who was playing in Brazil when the American bands came south to play blues. They found he was so good and his band was so excellent at covering all the various styles, from the most basic Delta blues all the way up to very slick, polished soul blues, that he always got hired and did a lot of things. So his last record featured people from the North, from North America, who had come down and played with him. This time it's more of a duo that's been touring and going out through Russia, Europe, and other places, and primarily playing soul music. And so they've got a record here that is focused around soul, and it is called The Soul Connection. We're going to pick up several tracks from this, starting off with a great version of a song called Turnip Greens. This sounds very much like a Memphis record from about 1963, like something that would have come out of Stacked Records, very much a Booker T and the MGs type groove for this, straight-ahead Memphis dance groove. Then we go to New Orleans for another song that sounds very much like the Meters, and this is called No La Funky, kind of a play on some of the way they phoneticize some of the titles for the things that the Meters put out. Then a change of pace. Had to clear my throat here. The song called Suffering with the Blues gets out Wee Willie Walker, a rediscovered soul singer who was living up in Minneapolis and suddenly came back to everybody's attention last year with his voice 30 years into being in obscurity as a singer and still with a great voice. And the result is he's all over the place, a lot of times in Europe. And they brought him down south to Brazil to record this one as well. Suffering with the Blues is a really nice 8-bar blues, kind of like Ray Charles would have done, but a bit more sophisticated even than Ray Charles in the vocals. Then last of all, one called Young Girl, and this is a nice 16-bar groove as well. This all is a fine record. The Soul Connection is on ZYX Records. That is a German label. Then Raphael Wrestling and Igor Prado are the artists. We will hear Turnip Greens, No La Funky, Suffering with the Blues with the vocal of Wee Willie Walker, and a Young Girl.
Thank you. somewhere, somehow, sometimes, someplace, I did someone wrong, and now I'm suffering with the blues. Don't know just where or why. I must have been wrong, 'cause now I'm suffering with the blues. Why does your love taunt me? Haunt me through the night. When I know that you don't want me, if you did, you'd be here by my side. Mm-hmm. I've heard you deep down inside, or else why would I be here suffering with the blues? Oh, why else would I be here suffering with the blues?
I had promised you a fourth track from Igor Prado, and the organ player on this, and Rafael Russian, but I'm going to cut it off because there'll be just enough time to squeeze a couple from another artist if I do. But that was a very beautiful vocal there from Wee Willie Walker. Like I said, rediscovered after a 30-year, not an absence from music, but just not being known anywhere, being played up in the Twin Cities of Minnesota. And now he's back playing Everhard with that great soul voice and great shape, too, suffering with the blues. Before that was the takeoff on the Meters style of New Orleans groups, Nola Funky. And we started off with Turnip Greens with Fred Mistral from the Stax group, the Booker T and the MGs group for sure. Rafael Rissing and Leon Prado, The Igor Prado, I'm sorry, the Soul Connection is the name of the album. If I don't talk too much, we'll be able to squeeze in a little bit of Eric Summer, excuse me, vocal issues tonight. Eric Summer, and the album is called Brooklyn Bolero. Eric is a guy from Boston originally who has worked around Houston and has been on the road with people in Europe and around the U.S. He's a fine guitar player. He plays good slide, good lead, and he writes interesting lyrics as well. This is not actually a blues record, although the guitars sound bluesy, but when he starts singing vocals, everything is pretty much major key. But if I don't talk too much, we can get two of them in from this album. One's called Red Dress. Nice cut time row, the Delta slide thing that launches it off, and very basic backup on it. Nothing real too big, just a quick Jason drums going in behind it. And then a song called Cereal Song. This is the first blues song I've ever heard relating to breakfast cereals by brand name, I might add in here. There's a bunch of them as well. A country blues stomp, it is. These two are from Eric Summer. The album is called Brooklyn Bolero. We will hear Red Dress and then Cereal Song.
one hand up, put one hand down, spread that love all around. Now go on out, grab a box of checks, put it on the table, cause you know what?
Unfortunately, we can't hear the rest of that breakfast menu there. The artist there is Eric Summer from the album called Brooklyn Bolero. The last one was a cereal song with all those cereal brains in there. And before that was Red Dress. Brooklyn Bolero is a self-release. Tonight's program has also featured Rafael Dressing and Igor Prado, Joanna Connor, and local act, Howlin' Cat. I'm Microwave Dave. You get the blues, you know what to do with them, right? Right.
I know you don't love me, baby, but that's all right.